Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in its prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And you are listening to Al Porter Band in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 13. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News, abbreviation, acronym. As a matter of fact, for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, we thank you. Feel free to use the 646-478-0944 phone number to reach out to us. If you have any music or commercials to send to us, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. We will listen for as long as we can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, let me let you know some of what's going on out there. As you can catch Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can also YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. You can Twitter Alfred Porter Jr. number one. That's Alfred Porter Jr. one and Hip Hop Workshop number two. Hip Hop Workshop two. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. He has a couple of pages. You can Facebook Kent N. Angelica. You can also Facebook hhworkshoprecords.com. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can check out Hot Music at www.3342music.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, you can Facebook Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow's guest, Coke. Hey, hot artist. before the Queen's Court radio program at 6 p.m. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube Miss Commentary altogether. Then the space is out to Cleveland. Man in the Street, STREE13, also on Twitter. www.templabor.org. Please check that out. And you can also check out thelogtv.com. And on YouTube channel of We Are Cleveland on the Power Groove Records YouTube channel. We Are Cleveland with a lot of hot Cleveland artists and videos. The thing that I need to do, because I know if I don't do it, I won't get to it. That's just the way it is. So I will give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting out at number 10 and working my way to number 1. And there's a lot of things going on, so it was just a lot of hard choices. Number 10, Ruga, the producer and lyricist too. Number 9, Skinny LB. Number 8, Hurricane Bang, Brianna Marin. Number 7, Cash Kadick, or Cash, K-A-$H, or Cash Affiliated, which is K-A-$H Affiliated. Online, Facebook, Cash Affiliated. Number 6, YouTube, the Joseph Motley Jr. page. He has the new Sheriff single, Big Old Booty 2021, featuring Angela Y. Davis, HJS Music Collabo. He also has the solo song where you can get Joseph Motley Jr. himself. You can't let a cruel world test you. Also, Black House Sounds and 3342 Collabo. Hey, getting tired of this bull-ish. Strong songs out there. And number 5, debuting. Facebook, Power and Equality Town Hall Meeting, 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 3143 West 84th, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, which is upcoming for this Saturday. As a matter of fact, since I know a little bit about it, I can at least say that the City of Cleveland Youth and Community Organization, BWE Future Kids with a Z, and the Mayoral Candidate Committee Friends of Latoria Witcher invite all City of Cleveland community leaders and residents to get heard, hashtag get heard, with their first town hall meeting. For more info, call 216-235-8167 or Facebook City of Cleveland Mayoral Candidate and Senior Executive Coordinator of Friends of Latoria Witcher. So that's where we are on that phase of everything. Number 4, Kokiana, New Life, Friday, this coming Friday at Captivate, CAPTIV8, 2049 East 8th Street, downtown Cleveland, the Twerk Invasion. She will be at Voice It Radio tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Probably have a phone conversation with Eastside himself. Number 3, which is very important event activity. Number 3, you can Facebook March 24th, 2021 at 4:45 p.m. Stop Asian Hate and Violence Against Women Rally in March. That was held last Wednesday, where you had congressional candidates Jeff Johnson and Nina Turner. They were the keynote speakers. Man in the Street paid respect on Who Passed in Atlanta and Imperial Avenue, and dropped bars about the event. Channel 3 News, Harry Boomer with Channel 19 caught everything. That was very powerful in itself. Number 2, debuting. The African American Museum, the past Saturday, held Congressional District 11 debate. No Laverne Jones invited. and Shirley Smith declined, but it still had five other candidates there, and many outsiders came through, very strongly done. About 150 people came in. Excellent. And debuting, number one, Facebook, with over 600 people showing up. You could Facebook, hashtag Stop Asian Hate, all together. Then you skip and go to March. That was yesterday at Asiatown. Packed with elected officials. Frank Jackson called out for not being there. A man in the street, Tewayne McGee, Ward 12 candidate, held the Women's March Cleveland banner in front. And there you have it. As a matter of fact, while I can, I would like to say I found it very, very interesting on my 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Why the hell can't black people get it together? Because this Asian hate, the murders happened in Atlanta. And a lot of things happened to us all over the world. And besides George Floyd, let's think about this. It's been hard to get blacks out for 137 shots, or Tamir Rice, or a few other things that have constantly happened. And for them to be able to hold a rally where my feet are sore, swole up, because I had to march from 32nd and Payne down to 36th and go up to Superior and come back up 34th and go back down Payne and then go back around 32nd and then go back around and end up back up off of East 30th. And Superior and come back up all the way through to Payne, and to not be able to get some of our own people to show up for our own rallies. But they had all the elected officials, candidates for Congress were there. They had a lot of people. All the news media came to cover it. Yeah, I'm just feeling some kind of way, as Ronnie B would say. That's why I'm on my 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. I am going to also take the time and send out the salutations, because Arrested Development star Jessica Walter passed at age 80 last week. She played a scheming matriarch in TV's Arrested Development. She was 80. Walter's death was confirmed, I believe, last Thursday. And the actor's best-known film roles, playing the stalker in Clint Eastwood's 1971 thriller, Play Misty for Me. So there you go. Walter's feature debut was the 1964 film Lilith with Warren Beatty, Gene Seberg, and Gene Hackman, who was also on his first film. She also snagged a role in John Frankenheimer's racing epic Grand Prix from 1966, as the glamorous but discontented wife of a Formula One racer who falls for another driver. That year, she appeared in Sidney Lumet's The Group, a female-led ensemble about the graduates of a prestigious university. Walter played the caddy Libby and acted for Lumet again in 1968's Bye Bye Braverman. So I wanted to at least do that and get that particular salutation out of the way. Also, there was a celebration of life for Kevin Owen Hibbett that I managed to go there to the party at the barbershop that was held in his honor. Sunrise was September 23rd, 1956. His sunset was March 20th, 2021. Sunday, March 28th, 2021, they had his homegoing service yesterday at Lucas Memorial Chapel, 9010 Garfield Boulevard in Garfield Heights, Ohio, 44125. Basically speaking, I will say that in his obituary, Lucas Memorial Chapel is at 9010 Garfield Boulevard, Garfield Heights, Ohio, 44125. But it was Bishop Clarence Price who did the officiating. Kevin Owen Hibbett was born September 23, 1956, to the late William and Willie Mae Hibbett. Kevin attended Glenville High School and graduated in 1975. He attended Ohio State Barber College and graduated in 1977, then went on designing all styles of hair. He was employed at Jack's Barbershop and Superfly Barbershop. He was a manager for over 35 years with owner Art McCoy at Superfly Barbershop. He leaves to cherish his life's two sisters, Harriet Burpo and Kathleen Turpin, Ben, three brothers, William Jr., Pat, Orlando, Beverly, and Mark Felita. Dear friend Denise Ball, who's still, footnote, at Superfly Barbershop, and a host of nieces, nephews, family, and friends. He'll truly be missed. Gone to rest a little while is what they put on the back of here. Feel not your heart with pain and sorrow, but remember me in every tomorrow. Remember the joy, the laughter, the smile. I've only gone to rest a little while. Dry your eyes and remember me, not as I am now, but as I used to be, because I will remember you all and look on with a smile, understanding your hearts. I've only gone to rest a little while. As long as I have the love of each of you, I can live my life in the hearts of all of you. I want to send that out. Speaking of thinking of somebody who's been there for me, last 5-plus years, when it comes down to it, I have to give a shout-out to Danielle, Daymaid. Going to do that because I never know what tomorrow might bring, and for that to definitely be the best friend that I've had and still continue to look on as the very best friend and numero uno. Appreciate you for being there. You'd rather say that now than not say it. Those things being said, as I look out on everything that has been happening, definitely ClevelandUrbanNews.com deals with the march, the Asian march that happened yesterday, as Cleveland activist Kathy Rae Coleman leads hundreds of marches as to the Stop Asian Hate rally and march, as the plain dealer of the local mainstream media essentially ignores black leaders, elected officials, and activists in its coverage by ClevelandUrbanNews.com, because a lot of blacks showed up. And activist Kathy Rae Coleman of Women's March Cleveland and the Imperial Women Coalition leads hundreds of protesters as to the Stop Asian Hate March held in Asiatown in Cleveland on March 28, 2021. So that's what it was. There's a lot of photos. You can see what's going on. Some powerful pictures out there on that. As I take the time before I do anything else, had three special things supposed to jump off this evening, and so far my special things are to do what I'm supposed to do. So I'm taking it that what I'm supposed to do is cover certain stories that have happened in and around the news media itself, such as the other story on ClevelandUrbanNews.com, where Cleveland's police chase policy will remain intact. Councilman Blaine Griffith tells community activists at a rally opposing any changes in the policy. That was that came out on March 20th, as Griffin, the chair of City Council's Public Safety Committee, Police Chief Calvin Williams, who is black like Griffin, has said the same thing, put in place by Mayor Frank Jackson, who is also black. The current policy precludes a police car chase unless the pursuit involves a suspected violent felony or OVI. White council persons want the policy changed so police can chase at a whim and for any reason they deem necessary. Cleveland activist Kathy Rae Coleman, who led two Wednesdays ago, the rally at Heritage Middle School, along with activist Alfred Porter Jr., thanked Griffin for standing with activists in the black community on the issue and said that we will picket any council person representing the black community who pushes for any changes in this sound policy during an election year for city council and mayor. So, with that being said, I have to look behind me and say that, if I'm not mistaken, that particular rally itself must have happened on the 17th. That's what happened. It happened on the 17th of March. And so the reason that I say that is that's when it happened, you know. I'm enjoying life, as I said. I really am enjoying it. Getting out there and being able to at least deal with the truth is the main reason this show exists. So what I'm going to do is take the time now, and we've gotten into all kinds of stuff. So since they've got an event coming up this coming Friday evening, and I call their name, I am going to at least take the time and send this one out today. Made, it's an excellent song in itself from Eastside. It's one of my favorites. The name of the record, it's why we do this show. It's for you.
Life I chose, the air I breathe, the blood I bleed.
Area code. How are you doing out there?
How are you doing, Brother Al? And if I had became president, you would have got $3,100 instead of $1,400.
You didn't lie about that. How are you doing, Mr. Candidate?
I'm doing all right, man. You know, I want to say to everybody, I hope everybody's doing okay. Continue to wash your hands and stay social distance and get tested and find the best vaccine that you trust to get vaccinated. And but from everything I've seen over the months, seems like you should trust almost everything that they put out. But we need to get everything vaccinated and get back to normal as quick as possible.
I hear you. You still sound extremely presidential. So what is going on, sir?
Well, first, I want to read to everybody some news that I got today. I've been very busy. I've been very quiet. So when I'm quiet, I'm very busy. And
okay.
So I'll read something that happened March 3rd, 2020, from Senator Sherrod Brown. This is pertaining to the threat from Donald J. Trump when he threatened me when he was president and when I just announced when I was a presidential candidate back in 2018 in December. So this is what the Senator Sherrod Brown said, and I'm going to read a letter that I got today from Representative Marcy Kaptur.
Okay.
So Senator Brown said, "Dear Michael, thank you for your recent letter for regarding your concerns about President Trump. We have thoroughly reviewed your correspondence, and unfortunately, we know of no action that could be taken by a United States senator to assist you in this legal matter. Therefore, you may wish to contact an attorney. In this regard, you may want to contact a county bar association for a referral. If you're concerned about your immediate safety, please call 911. Please do not hesitate to call me again if you're experiencing difficulties with any federal agency. Sincerely, Sherrod Brown, United States Senator of Ohio." Now, this is the letter that I got today. And this is March 26th. So this is 3 days ago. So I've been very busy. And I did the same thing that I did with Senator Sherrod Brown by using his office by requesting the information that the FBI is holding right now about the threat that Donald Trump posed upon my life here in Cleveland, Ohio, on December 10, 2018. And so I showed this to Marcy Kaptur, the 9th District Congresswoman of Ohio.
Okay.
And this was the time I contacted her was right about almost the end of the second impeachment of Donald Trump. But I, you know, try and contact everybody and let them know. But anyway, long story short. I contacted her by that time, and I just got a letter from her today. And so this is what she says. And this is about the same time as about the time I got the letter from the senator's office. It takes about 3 weeks when you ask for a request
from
the FBI. This is what she says. "Dear Mr. Landenham, I'm writing to reply to your request. I appreciate that you took the time to bring this matter to my attention. I've contacted the appropriate agencies regarding to your request, and I will contact you again when I receive a reply to your inquiry on your behalf. In the meantime, feel free to call my staff assistant Susan Rowe at blah, 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 should you have any questions regarding your inquiry. Again, thank you for contacting me. I will be in touch with you again just as soon as I receive a written response regarding your request. Sincerely, Marcy Kaptur, U.S. Representative with the 9th District of Ohio." Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been with you, Brother Al, for almost 2 years, talking about ever since I was running, about Donald Trump. I'm sitting here telling you, I'm not making this up. There are a lot of people that know and trying to keep it quiet. Even Joe Biden, he knows about it now because that response didn't sound like the other response from the senator. It took under Trump 3 weeks for them to tell them, and this is what the senator's office told me when I contacted them about the letter the first time. They told me, "We're not giving you a damn thing about Michael D. Landenham," and hung up on him. I'm like, wait. They cussed at you and then hung up on you? And Marlene Marks told me, yes, that's the person who works with Senator Sherrod Brown. And now I did a similar thing almost a year later. Well, really a year later and 20-some days after, for my local representative. And she believed my story about Donald Trump, how dangerous and how messed up in the head he is. Well, definitely coming after me. That's messed up. But thank you. Thank you. But but she's telling me that she still hasn't got a response from the FBI at the same time as the senator did. So I'm kind of curious on why her office hasn't gotten a response. Because the Freedom of Information Act, when I was the presidential candidate, because it happened when I was presidential candidate, no matter if I'm no longer that, it happened when it happened. Just like when Trump gets in trouble, they impeached him while he was about to get out or whatever, it still applies. So I'm trying to figure out why in God's name hasn't the Congresswoman's office didn't get the paperwork from the FBI about the investigation. Why are they stalling?
Right.
So there's something fundamentally going on. Cleveland, Ohio, I'm telling you, your hometown boy, your boy from Cleveland, born here, damn near raised here, Donald Trump came after me here in our city. He can sit here and talk about 2024 and these Republicans, everybody kissing his butt and whatever. He's a traitor. Everything he's done is Russian-like. We need, as Americans, to wake the hell up and realize this threat is real. And Democrats, they know my story. They should have used my story 2 years ago. And a lot of questions, once my story is about to come out soon. With that letter, I already put it out on Facebook. Please check it out on the Party of We the People on Facebook. You'll see it. You'll read it. Check out LandonHamCase.com. You'll see why I've been so persistent so long. My brother Al, again, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I appreciate everybody listening. But at the same time, that this is not over. You can't save the soul of America, Mr. President. I'm talking about President Biden. If you can't tell the truth about the past wrongdoings of the previous president.
Thank you so much for that phone call.
All right,
we
y'all take care, and like I said, y'all stay safe, and God bless each and every one of you.
No problem. Likewise, likewise. As a matter of fact, we have two other phone callers. Now, before I go to the 216-632, I see one that's a 615 area code, 895. Maybe the 615 number is calling in to get me my stimulus check that I haven't gotten yet. 615 area code with the 894. How are you doing? 615-894. Going once. 615-894 going twice. 615-894 going thrice. We'll put you on hold, but we'll come back to see if you might want to say something before we leave off of the air. You might have just been listening, and we appreciate that. We will check on the 615-894 because I think that was my stimulus check money. And they indicated they wanted to speak. I'm going to go to 216-632. 216-632. How are you doing? How are you?
362. How are
you doing?
What's up? It's Coach.
What?
I'm fine.
Man, I'm glad to hear from you because so far in our top 10, and the event hasn't even happened yet, and you're like number four this week, basically speaking, because a lot of people are, and we'll get back to the 615 in a little while, but right now, tell us who you are. I already know because I've been checking out your music and everything like that. But let the people out there know, who are you and what is it you do?
Oh, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kokiana, you know what I'm saying, 216 certified. I am an artist, actress, model, author, you know what I'm saying, mother, of course, you know. And I have been writing, you know, for about, well, since I was like 10 years old, started off with food, and then, you know, it kind of elevated, you know. So now I'm here, you know what I'm saying, thanks to East Side, you know what I'm saying, pulling up, you know what I'm saying, showing love, you know what I'm saying, support, you know what I'm saying, investing in me. I really appreciate that. Shout out to him, Team New Life.
You know, I'm glad you said what you did because let's get right down to it. as an author and a lot of other things that you do, you are also a very, very talented lyricist, artist, excellent writer in the music genre. You also, you're talking about model, which you do that quite well. I'm going to ask
you,
you're more than welcome, more than welcome. There are a lot of ladies out there who would say, as a mother, I can't do. What goes into your attitude? Because it seems like to me, I don't hear I can't coming from you at all.
Actually, you know, when I look at my kids, I don't look at it, you know, as it stopped my life, you know what I'm saying? Even though I gave them life, they breathe life into me, and they remind me when I see them playing and moving around and being adventurous, they remind me of my inner child, some dreams that I had, you know what I'm saying, the courage to, you know what I'm saying, go do this and that and the third, and, you know, and looking at them is inspiring and motivating, and I want them to know, you know what I'm saying, don't matter how old you are, if you want something, you go get it, you know, and I show that in action. It's just not me talking to my kids, you know what I'm saying? They see me work, and a lot of people talk at their kids, and that's why they don't listen. When you talk to them and you connect, you know what I'm saying, and be proactive, you get different results, you know, so they do it for me like I do it for them.
Oh, wait, I can see that right now and hear that. As a matter of fact, before I go and pick on Eastside, who I know called into the program, I want to spend a few more minutes with you because 216 certified, what does that mean for you, 216 certified?
Oh, yeah, I'm Cleveland's own, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, when we get, you know, with our creative endeavors, we run out the city to try to make it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm here. I'm at home. I'm in my house. I'm in bed, you know what I'm saying, in Cleveland, Ohio, and we getting it popping. Shit, you already know. It's Team New Life, you know what I'm saying? Ain't about nothing. It's light, you know what I'm saying, except for the people in the streets. They know what's up with me.
You know something? They do. As a matter of fact, you are an excellent example of building a brand in Cleveland and being able to reach outside of Cleveland and bring attention back home to the city because I've noticed, tell me, what's going on with this BET weekend? Talk to me. Talk to us.
Oh, man, I don't even know where to start. I mean, this Eastside doing, you know what I'm saying? You know, I've been had the platforms, you know what I'm saying? I've been grinding, you know what I'm saying? But I move in silence. I don't like people knowing what my left hand and my right hand doing, you know what I'm saying? And it's like people used to seeing me from the modeling standpoint. They like looking at me. So they got so accustomed to looking at me instead of hearing me. So now when I come out on the music scene, it was like it was a joke, you know what I mean? And then next thing I know, Eastside got the moving around and connecting, working real hard, actually. I'll be on his case, you know what I'm saying, every day. You know what I'm saying? Even though we in two different time zones, you couldn't tell the difference, you know what I mean? And next thing I know, it was this competition that was going on for the BET lineup, and it started off in Vegas or whatever. Next thing I know, we flew past Vegas straight to L.A., you know what I'm saying? We getting it popping, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm, like, super excited. I'm going to be not only performing, but I'm going to be a part of the panel, you know what I'm saying, judging other artists, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if you the product and you can't sell yourself, I don't even know. I can't even call you a hustler, you know what I'm saying? I do this stuff on my bed, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never did a show, you know what I'm saying? Only time I leave is when I'm going in the studio. Other than that, my time is with my kids. I grind from home.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to say this before we take our leave. What's going on this coming weekend?
I'm going to be at Captivate. You know what I'm saying? This is my first stage presence. You know what I'm saying? So my introduction to the stage, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely try to come with the little situation, you know what I'm saying, since I'm turning it up on the promo side, you know what I'm saying? So everybody just come out, you know what I'm saying, turn up with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put it on for the city, you know what I'm saying, black woman, mother, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here grinding, hustling, you know what I'm saying? I'm already helping myself, so come help me, you know what I'm saying? Come help me turn up. It is what it is. Team New Life.
I appreciate it. And for those who don't know, we will be checking you out tomorrow on voiceitradio.com where you get a chance to be there, chill with us for a whole hour. We'll get into some music and stuff like that. That's www.voiceitradio.com tomorrow. look forward to talking to you. And thank you very much for calling in this evening. And you will be again at 2049 East 8th. That's this coming Friday at Captive 8, downtown, right off Euclid, between Euclid Prospect. You know where it is. We look forward to seeing you. And thank you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Cleveland, stand up.
Cleveland, stand up. Hey, this is going to be excellent in itself. I have so many people on the phone line that before we go to the 10 o'clock hour to leave out, I'm going to go back to the 615 number that called in with a question mark that lets me know they want to talk. So 615-894, how you doing out there?
What's up? What's poppin', man? Mr. Lou Light, Mr. Eastside, Mr. Everything at One. It's Coke. You already know what it is. It's going.
We're doing good.
Man, live in effect, man. Live in effect, man.
Man, talk to
live
me, man.
Effect, man.
You're live in
dog,
effect.
Man, you know
I
saying?
Know that.
Man, it's crazy, man. It's going down, man, this Friday, man. Matter of fact, it's going down tomorrow, man. Voice of Radio is going down this weekend. Captive 8. Man, it's going down in June. Everything is going down, man. The EP, man. She forgot to mention the EP, but that's dropping July 4th, hosted by DJ MKM, Cleveland's own. You feel me? You know, if y'all know who DJ MKM, that was actually one of MGK official DJs. You feel me? It's going. It's lit. It's crazy.
Okay. With that being said, I've always called you a super promoter. So I'm going to ask you, man, what goes into the work that you do? Talk to me, man.
Man, everything, man. No sleep. That's all I can say. I can't even make a long story short. I can say no sleep. You feel me? And it also didn't just start off as me. It starts off as what type of people you were. You know what I'm saying? What's your circle look like? How hard is the artist, along with the artistry, is doing for you? Because, I mean, if you ain't got a good artist with good artistry, where you going to go with it? You're just going to be a normal promoter passing out flyers and trying to do what everybody else doing. But, I mean, as long as you got a strong background, a strong artistry, a strong artist behind you, can't nothing go wrong. You know what I went through these years with artists and this, that, and the other. We don't need to get into that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But
yes.
Shouts out Kokiana 216, man. She is a good artist. She on her grind. You feel me? Like she said, I heard the whole conversation. Like she said, she's been out here for years. But, you know, everybody always sleep for some odd reason, you feel me? Cleveland got a situation where they go for the looks, the material, other than the hard work and the grind. You know what I'm saying? They want to look at how this person looks and what can they do, you know what I'm saying? You can't look like that, you feel me? Because, I mean, if you got that grind and you got that motive, you're going to get everything you want out of the situation.
I agree with you
the
on
money
that.
Everything gonna come. Everything gonna come right along with. It's all about the grind. You feel me? You know that you seen me through years. I started off as just a promoter, then I came with the artistry, then I came with the whole movement. You feel me? Like it's a grind. It's a grind with everything you do. If you don't put that grind and that time in, you ain't gonna get nothing out of it.
That's right.
You can't say you're a promoter and just want to. You can't say you're a promoter and just want to do parties. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
It's a lot of that out there.
I got to ask you, as a top-notch grinder, a person who gets out there, a person who hustles, a person who does all of that, and now we have a big situation with that whole BET event that's coming up.
Man.
How proud are you
of that, man? Man, I'm proud, man. Like I say, man, if you ain't got no good artist with a grind just like yours, you ain't going to make it so far. Like I say, she been out here for years. You feel me? It's sad to say that. Like Cleveland been that sleep. You've been that sleep that you missed the artist that got their music on every platform. That's impossible to miss an artist like that. You know what I'm saying? They got their music on every platform who really out there doing it. Not just like your typical artist who just want to get that one single and get that Cleveland fan. They ain't trying to go outside the box. They just loving that Cleveland fan base. So it's like they immune to it. They content with it. That's the word, content. They too content. They scared to They too content. They scared to step outside the box. You can hate me. You could not like me. I'm just speaking facts because I always stepped outside the box. I ain't care who liked me, who was supporting. I always stepped outside the box.
I appreciate this particular phone call this evening.
Yes,
and
sir.
Again, where can we catch your artist and yourself and everything this coming Friday?
Man, we live at Captive 8, man. Just be there, man. You're going to miss something. You don't want to miss this. You feel me? You not want to miss this. This Friday is going down. Coconut 216 Team New Life. Hey, we in there. We turning up, man. It's going.
Man,
appreciate the love.
No problem. Just hold a line because I have a lot of other phone callers to get to.
Yes,
so
sir.
We can do our best to chime out of here in a short time and in order, but I would have to go to a 216-235. 216-235, you are on live. How you doing this evening?
What's going on, Mr. Porter? Sherry Caroy, what's up, Cleveland? What's up, everybody around the world, whoever listening to this now? For Pride ENTs in the building, this is Major Taps, CEO from the Pride ENT Music Group. I'm just saying what's up to everybody. Though I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the news and all type of nonsense, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't even like to touch on topics and stuff. So I just got into my deep stuff and just started. I put together a spoken word. And so I was just wanting just to, you know, enlighten people, you know what I'm saying, or to just put it on the radio for everybody to listen to, you know, as far as with this is speaking from a young Aboriginal man for all other men too, and a lot of stuff I put into context in this spoken word is not some issues that I'm dealt with. Some of these issues, mind you, some of these issues I have dealt with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these issues, though, like some of the stuff I put into this context and stuff like that, into this spoken word, you know what I'm saying, it hasn't been some of the stuff I've dealt with, but I know other brothers have experiences and dealt with this and, you know, still are struggling with this. So with that being said, I'm about to give you, like, just a brief spoken word for a minute, you know, everybody that's listening.
Please do.
So here
we go. We're ready.
All right. Father, forgive me for, am I righteous or unrighteous? Have I not sinned many times and you still bless me? I do my best to walk in your footsteps, though I know I should do better. I'm created to love, though many hatreds from other societies have caused me to let that held back within inside me. I continue to strive to make a better person, because it said, ye are God and ye are my children. How uplifting is to know that you exist. Bring me back. Oh, wake me up. Like Lazarus from the dead. No lean drinking, no henny drinking, popping pills, anger and rage, confused, lost man. Take me to a place where there's no poverty or sick children, or where there's no greedy politicians to get in office and backbite the system. Where corrupt judges know the truth, though still stick to withstanding the truth against our brown male youth. When can you fix places like East Cleveland? And where will Michael Brelo get locked up? Yeah, I know. He probably laughing, though he'll face you. Keep me from being a deadbeat father when I give birth to my unborn daughter or son or both. Walk with me, guide me, though this cold world societies. All right, that's why, you know, I'm trying to put together so far. You know what
I
mean? Like, it's still along with, you know what I'm saying? But that's on indeed spoken word I had to put out there and stuff like that. Yes, walk with me and guide me through the cold world society. That's why I tell everybody out here, all the young brothers and sisters that's listening, You know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I always keep prayer first. Like I said, walk with me, guide me through this cold world society. That's what all these young brothers and sisters, especially even all older ones and elders, need to continue to, you know what I'm saying, speak that. Walk with me, guide me through this cold world society. With that being said, so.
Thank you so much.
That's all. I want to share some enlightenment for everybody. So what's going on? What's up?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm getting ready to get to these two phone callers before we leave out of here in about 10 to 12 minutes. But as you finish that piece, do me a favor. Use that 646-478-0944 phone number next week and call in and give us the completed project, please.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, that's just like, just leave out with them last words. Well, and God got me through those codes. God, like, basically, like, that's basically it. Like, walk with me.
Oh, okay.
Like, walk and guide me through this core world society. You know what I mean? I just put it together today, so.
Good,
you know
good.
But, like,
and proprietor.
Spoken word, like, is it some.
ENT.
There's some stuff that need to be mentioned, you know what I'm saying? Because you see what's going on now. We got people really selling their soul, like, you know what I'm saying, when it's industry and all type of stuff, you know, that's going
mm-hmm.
on. Not to mention, you know, like Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, as you can see, his trend is really starting to really go into play with other industries and stuff like that. And they're using our
yeah.
mills and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, to sell out and be a part of that nature and stuff like that. I'm not bashing Michael Jordan, though. I know Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, has some issues he has to deal with himself, his inner demons himself and stuff like
right.
that. Right. Back out to your culture, Michael. We still love you. You know, we love Michael Jackson. We love you too, Jordan.
You know, there
but,
you go.
At the same time, though,
right.
Now's the time for this man to really step into play with what's going on in society as far as with, you know, so when you got people selling shoes with blood and they, like with blood drops, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. It's a real big deal.
Right.
And then every week a rapper is getting shot. So I really had to preach that, you know what I'm saying. I really had to put that out there, you know what I'm saying, just to let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Major Tops is always keeping an eye open for a lot of things and stuff like that. You know, so whatever come to mind. But best believe it's going to be legit. Ain't going to never be no BS. You know what I'm saying? So no cuss words. So, all right, I'm going to let you go.
And thank you for calling
right,
in. I appreciate you.
Stay in tune. Shout out to Almighty FX. He got over 200,000 likes. He got over 2,000 likes on TikTok. So we doing
Woo.
It, you know what I'm saying? We doing big things over here, so we just want to keep everybody abreast, you know what I'm saying, and keep people uplifting. So we see y'all.
Shit.
I know y'all see us. We love you. All right. Peace.
Peace. And you can check out that No Justice, No Peace video on GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube. That video had major likes featured, of course, Major Taps and some others on that video, cameos. I'm going to go to the 216-347 before the 216-609. 216-347. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm great. How are you doing today, Al Porter?
I'm alive. I'm doing well. Talk to me.
Okay. I have a couple of things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about the Georgia case, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little... I never seen, as long as I've been involved in politics, okay, over 27 years, I have never seen a state representative knock on the governor's door and go to jail. For a Republican governor who's trying to take away the right to vote, he's trying to bring back the, what was that law, the Jim Crow. So we ain't going back at all. So when do you go to jail for knocking on a door? I never seen this happen to our thought, okay?
Right.
So another thing I'm going to talk about, before what I saw on the District 11, the people who's running for that seat, okay? The one thing I am concerned about Brashear is the councilman over there.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Why did he not come? Why he just not moving to Ward 7 in December? So
that's
right. I'm just confused here. So he talk all this. You are, when people who voted for you, were they scared?
Mm.
When people campaign for you, were they scared? So why was you scared if your opponent was there or not? You pulled
and that's
the
what it was, huh?
You pulled the representing the people who's running for that seat, okay? You put induce all of the candidates who's running for that seat, okay? My question is why he did not come or showed up. You have to text the person said, I can't come. You know why you couldn't come? Because you were scared of the older comment, TJ. If TJ would have came. And I'm just a little shocked about that, okay? And now
right.
you got two petitions out here. You know, if you're going to run for mayor or city council, you don't know. And, bro, how do you feel about that Georgia case?
Since you said that, is that there's something wrong when you're pulling petitions for two different entities and you're supposed to either run for mayor or city council and you may be collecting money for both. So I appreciate you for bringing that up. I'm about to go to the last phone caller, but I appreciate you, Rico Dancy, for bringing that up, and you're still president of Black Lives Matter for the Deaf. Are you not?
Maybe can you address about the lady state representative who elected knocking on the governor's door and got arrested? Have you seen that yet?
Oh, I just started to see that, so that'll be something to bring up by next week. So thank you very much.
Yeah,
you brought up the Ward 7 thing very well.
And the lady, I think she knocked on the governor's door because he tried to knock on his door, and she get arrested for knocking on a door. I never heard of this in my life. So I'm going to bring that up next week, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Have a great
night. As a matter of fact, I'm happy right now because we're getting in our phone callers, 216-609. You've been very patient with us. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing great. Blackout sound. Try not to get salty, but all them people took up a lot of time. But I can't get mad. I guess what they was talking about was really important. But the reason I called, and I didn't mean that in no shape or form, I was just calling to let everybody know June the 12th at the Cleveland Museum of Art, Blackout Sounds is having an event there from 3 to 6. We're looking for vendors. It's $5 an hour for the vendors to be in that location. So if you go 5 times 6, that'll give you 30. Also, it'll be a $5 charge at the door. And on top of that, for artists to perform, if artists did want to perform that day at the Cleveland Museum for Black People, the slots, if you want to do one song, that'd be $10. If you wanted to do two songs, maybe three, that'd be $20. So that's how that's going. We will also have politicians in that night, a few politicians and already placed their bid into that day. So the last person that was talking, I noticed that they more political. And so I hope to see you, sir, at that event, because it sounds like you want to make a change. Like us rappers, like I heard the rappers making changes too, and I'm proud of all of them. But I'm getting really trying to really get not on the Al Porter level, because I work two jobs, so I can't get on that level yet. But as a mentoree, I hear about a lot of stuff and see a lot of stuff, and that's one of the reasons Black House Sound wanted to do this event at the Black History Museum. And so once again, that will be June the 12th from 3 to 9. That's a total of 6 hours. You want to come on out. You don't want to perform, but you want to come on in. It'll be $5 at the door. You're not just helping Black House Sound. You helping every vendor that's there. You helping every artist that's there. And the greater thing that you helping is you getting people to understand that the museum is here in Cleveland and it's for us. I work in the school system, so when I ask the kids, do they know about the Cleveland Museum for African Americans, they ask me, what's that? They say they know about the museum over there, the Museum of Art. They know about that. Because the school systems, they take them on field trips. Us as Black people, it's not our responsibility to take someone that you don't know to another location, but it's Black House Sound responsibility when it comes to us doing positive music, which we have been doing for like over 5 years now, or even longer. And so I feel our responsibility, like Major Taps was saying earlier, something needs to change. And I love what that brother said. Something needs to change. And more of us need to start, well, I can't say what the next man need to do. I only can say what I need to do. What I need to keep doing is keep finding ways to keep connecting the music, the art, and the peace all together, and find locations where we supposed to be, than a club or a block, behind a Glock, behind a bottle, behind a syringe. As God is my witness, if any of you listen to me, I appreciate it. The phone number is area code 216-609-8847. Once again, if you want to purchase some tickets, anything to that nature, you give that number a call. I will be happy to talk to any of you people if you want to be in it. If not, you just want to come and support. Once again, $5 at the door. Why is we doing this? We're doing this because there's a lot of great Cleveland artists out there. A pandemic that held up a lot of people from performing. And here's a way for Cleveland to get that jump start right back into entertainment. So if you heard what Mr. Motley said, if you down with a good cause, come on and join us. As God is my witness, I thank you all for listening to me, and thank you. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Peace.
Peace. Man, I appreciate that message that just came through. That number, once again, is 216-609-8847. So for all the callers out there, be it Brother Rico, Black Lives Matter for the Deaf President, Major Tabs, Proprietor ENT, Team Takeover, New Life, Coke, and now we all know where we can go to be seen and heard, including presidential candidates. So with that being said, I thank you all for tuning in. May you all have a very powerful week. Why end that things out on music when we can end it out on a powerful message that we just heard? See you all June the 12th at the African American Museum. Be safe. Peace.